Unofficial Mills. What's occurring?
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
It's our daily guessing game quiz. You can play along at home as well on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
First one of the week because I was sick boy yesterday. Are you ready? Ready for it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know when your phone rings and you answer it and you can kind of hear somebody talking in the background because they kind of phoned you from their pocket. Yeah. Sometimes you hear people chatting and sometimes you just hear that kind of whoop, 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 because they're walking along the road and haven't realised that they called you.
I love that.
It is a good way of trying to find out gossip. If you heard people on the end of the phone, would you listen?
Of course you would.
Well, I know you would. You've done it already.
Oh, when you... Yeah, all right. How long was it? About 2 minutes or something?
Yeah, you stayed right on the line having a listen. Right, here's my question to you, okay? We called up Jono, who runs the Unofficial Mills website. If you've not been on it before, it's a very good website and it's all about our show. Now, let's say that Greg James off of Radio 1 accidentally called up Jono and started gossiping with Gemma, who works in our office. Do you think he would keep listening? Or would he hang up? My question to you is, how long would Jono of Unofficial Mills stay on the phone for hearing this gossip? It depends whether he's just like one of those people like, no, I'm going to hang up now, or is he going to just have a listen because it's gossip about us?
Oh, I think he'll stay on for a minute and 10.
Chappa says 1 minute 10 listening to the gossip. Becky?
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's us phoning Jono off at Unofficial Mills with some gossip, but how long will he stay on for?
Hello.
And they accused me of shoplifting fake tan. How embarrassing is that?
Did you not hear about that? Did you hear about Scott?
No.
He was apparently, I think someone told me this in the office earlier, he was caught naked in Clinton cards. Like absolutely naked.
What do you mean? What was he doing?
He was well, what they said is that you know those like, musical Christmas cards?
So we're on 30 seconds now. 30 seconds.
Okay.
Still on?
Yeah.
Like it's a birthday card thing?
Yeah.
With the Cliff Richard one where it sings, congratulations, when you open it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was dancing along to that.
He's got the wrong number.
In Clinton cards.
Hello? Naked?
Yeah. This is what someone said, I don't know if it's true. They called the police.
Yeah.
And Scott just ran off down the street.
Did they catch him?
No, he ran off and hid in British Home Stores.
No way.
He was last seen having a scone upstairs in the tea rooms.
Hey.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hello? That's what Zane was saying, anyway.
Up to 1 minute and still on the phone.
Didn't that happen to Becky, though, or something? Didn't you hear something about Becky?
Yeah, I heard something like that.
Anyway,
something about... Didn't she get, like, caught sleepwalking or something? Like,
putting the phone down
now. I think
she
went to feed the ducks.
Bye.
Yeah, I think she ended up at, like...
Oh!
Nice for him to think about other people's credit, though.
Yeah, I like that. Wasting your credit. Mm. 1 minute 17, Jono off Unofficial Mills stayed on the phone for, which means Chappers gets that point.
It's frightening.
Oh, what's occurring?
Why?
Well, I didn't really want to get a question right that was connected with Geek World, but, you know, it appears that I have done, unfortunately.
He's a good journalist then, isn't he? Yeah. Trying to stay on for as much gossip as he can get.
Oh, yeah. Chappers loves you really, Geeks.
I can speak for myself, though.
Next one. Has anyone seen that show, which used to be on BBC Three, now it's on BBC One on Monday nights, and it's called Undercover Princes?
No.
Oh, it's
yes.
good. It's really good.
I watched this last night for the first time, and it was
really
brilliant.
Good. Basically, what happens is you've got three princes who are coming over to the UK, and they are proper royalty where they're from, okay? So they're used to having people do absolutely everything for them. They're really, really very high up. They come to Britain, they live a normal life, and they try and find true love. You've got three of them. Prince Manny.
He's my favourite.
He's my favourite also. You've got Africa Zulu. And you've got Prince Remigius. And they've got a month to find loves of their lives, but no one knows that they're actual proper royalty, okay, where they're from, okay? And they just go out onto the streets and try and chat people up. Like this. Here's Prince Manny.
Excuse me, can I talk to you?
No, really not, no.
Right.
With varying amounts of success. Now this is a chat-up line from Prince Africa.
I just want to say that you are a bella in Bella Italia.
Basically, he saw a guy he liked in Bella Italia. And came up with that phrase for her. First thing that pops into your head.
I just want to say that you are a bella in Bella Italia.
Smooth.
You are the bella in Bella Italia. She walked off eventually. Anyway, on this week's episode, they've been taught how to chat people up. Because, no, is that there's a skill to it, isn't there, chappers?
Is there, Scott? Yes, I suppose there is.
So they've been taught how to chat people up. Here's my question to you. One of the princes, Prince Remigius, goes up to a girl, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Starts chatting to her. Remember, he's been taught how to chat ladies up now. How long before he pops the question and asks that girl out? Starts chatting to her. How long until he pops the question and says, "Will you fancy going out?" This is a great show, by the way. Please watch it.
8 seconds.
Oh, no, it was longer than that. 30 seconds.
I think Becky has an advantage here in the fact that she might have seen it.
You should watch more telly then.
Mm.
You always know there's a TVO what's occurring most days, so you should watch some.
So how long... You did it. 8 seconds. Oh, that's really... Wow.
What'd you say? All right, love.
All right, love. Yeah, get on me. Brilliant. So what are you saying, Becky?
30 seconds.
30 seconds.
I'm not such a smooth operator as Chappers.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
From last night's Undercover Princes on BBC One, how long does it take Prince Remigius to ask the girl out?
So you like to dance?
I'm a dancer.
Okay. Good.
I need music, though.
Do you drink?
Do I drink? Well, I'm a student. Students drink a fair bit.
Bit.
Yeah, so, I do like to go out and have a drink, yeah.
Do you drink tea or coffee?
Do I drink tea or coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I drink a lot of coffee.
So what do you do when you're free? Do you go out anywhere? Have you got a boyfriend?
I haven't got a boyfriend.
You don't have a boyfriend?
No, I don't want a boyfriend.
So if you don't mind, can I date you?
Oh. 27 seconds. So Becky gets the point.
I don't want a boyfriend.
So if you don't mind, can I date you?
I don't think he was listening to what she was saying at all,
he's
was
just,
he?
Just, like, talking.
Oh, what's occurring?
I love that show. Right, when was the last time you dumped someone? Becky?
A while ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
A while ago.
Yeah, and how did you do that?
I honestly can't remember.
It's not you, it's me. Bye bye.
Did you? Bye now.
Text them.
Was it a text?
Yeah.
Was it?
I don't know. It's like if you've just seen them for a few times, you just text them, don't you?
Yeah, fair enough.
Or just ignore them. That's probably my favourite. Until they get so bored of you, they dump you.
Right. So we went out onto the streets, as we do, of actual Britain, and we asked people, "What is the last way you dumped someone, or got dumped?" The question is, what was the most common method of dumping? What do you think?
I'm going to say text, I think.
You're going to say text. Okay, Chappers.
Speaking on the phone.
Becky says text, Chappers says phone. There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Fight.
Fine. Here are the people of Britain. But what was the last way they dumped someone or got dumped?
Text message, is it?
You dumped someone by text message.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Oh, that's it. It's over. Dumped.
By text? He sent me a text and I never saw him again.
And what did the text say?
You're dumped.
I dumped a girl, yeah, and I just texted her. I said, yeah, it's not you, it's me.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah.
What did she say back to you?
Like, whatever.
Now, that's so romantic. That's just like, it's like Romeo and Juliet. You can imagine now, there they are together. He says...
It's not you, it's me.
She says...
Whatever.
Next one.
I got dumped at a theme park once, which was pretty brutal. It wasn't on a roller coaster ride, but it was like a 40-minute queue for the roller coaster ride. And after about 5 minutes of queuing, I got dumped. And I had to queue with a girl for, like, another 35 minutes.
That's got to be a little bit awkward. 5 minutes into the queue. Okay, bye now. What do you say for the rest of it? Next one.
Not on the phone, no, over text. He said he needed time, but he said we're over, but he said he's coming back, but then he doesn't know if he's coming back, sort of thing.
Yeah, I get that. Get rid.
No.
Imagine him. Okay, compose text message.
He said he needed time.
I need time.
But he said we're over.
We're over.
But he said he's coming back.
But I'm coming back.
But then he doesn't know if he's coming back.
But I don't know if I'm coming back.
Sort of thing.
And send. Right, here's how some other people got dumped.
By text.
What did the text say?
Just like, oh, it's got to be, it's finished, ended.
Right. Compose message.
Oh, it's got to be, it's finished, ended.
Ended and send. Next.
Was seeing a guy for 6 months, went to go meet him for a drink, sat waiting for him, text him, find out where he was, and he said, I'm in traffic, I'll be there. Never seen him again.
One of my friends, she was supposed to be meeting somebody in a restaurant, and he didn't show up. And that's how he dumped her.
And it was her boss as well, so that was a bit embarrassing, so she keeps on running into him.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
To you.
Not good if you have to work with them the next day. So standing up people is fairly popular.
Recently, actually, I've dumped someone. Yeah, I did a face-to-face, and he said I wasn't good face-to-face because I can't say it right.
How did he take it?
Not well at all. He embarrassed me on Facebook. He put a horrible status. Christina can go shove it up her bottom.
I was dumped on Facebook recently. That's really bad, isn't it, to be dumped on Facebook by a status update. The person, I won't say his name, but basically said that he was free to get on with his life. Yeah, that was really bad.
And he didn't call you or anything?
No. And then he blocked me.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
But that's meant for you, isn't it?
Have you spoken to him since?
Yeah, we're sort of friends again now.
She sounds angry, though.
I love that. Yeah, so he dumped me on Facebook in a status update and then blocked me, but...
We're sort of friends again now.
Yeah, it's all fine. By text was the most popular answer,
yes.
So Becky wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? Well done, love.
Oh.